Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Residents of a Weymouth neighborhood say they're stunned after a shootout yesterday that killed a Weymouth police officer. An elderly woman was also hit by a stray bullet and killed in her home. Officer Michael Chesna pursued the suspect, 20-year-old Emmanuel Lopes, after Lopes crashed a car near South Shore Hospital and tried to flee. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
Residents on Torrey Street in Weymouth say the neighborhood isn't necessarily quiet. They're used to people using the street as a shortcut over to South Shore Hospital. Still, they never expected their neighborhood to become a crime scene. The site of two murders allegedly carried out by 20-year-old Weymouth resident Emmanuel Lopes. Sue Nichols says she's lived in her house on Torrey Street for 30 years. The sound of racing police cars nearby woke her early Sunday morning.
I opened up the window to see. Then I went into the other side, and that's when I heard, you know, drop your effing gun. The shots rang out, multiple shots. It was like, oh my God, you know, and then it was just dead silence.
Nichols couldn't be sure exactly who fired the shots she heard, but she did learn from a detective later that day that her neighbor, an elderly woman who lived alone and has not yet been identified by authorities, was one of the victims.
I've been here for 30 years. I've known her for 30 years. Yeah, and this is not the way I thought she'd be going, that's for sure. You know, she was very vibrant, and she, she's like 70s or 80s.
Sitting with Nichols on her granite front steps, another Torrey Street resident, Derek Hamparian, said the entire ordeal was nerve-wracking.
I thought it was fireworks when I first woke up, but I'm saying 7:30 in the morning, it didn't sound like fireworks either, so. And then I heard in the backyard someone like swearing, and then I just saw a whole load of cop cars.
Assistant Norfolk District Attorney Greg Connor says Chesna responded to a call for a single car crash in the area. Connor says 42-year-old Chesna came across Lopes allegedly vandalizing a home in the area of Burton Terrace and Torrey Street.
Lopes attacked Officer Chesna, it is believed, with a large stone, striking him in the head, and Officer Chesna fell to the ground. Lopes then retrieved Officer Chesna's firearm and discharged it several times in his head and chest.
Officials say Lopes then fled on foot, allegedly firing three more shots, one of which struck Nichols' elderly neighbor. Weymouth Police Chief Richard Grimes says the department is devastated by the loss of Officer Chesna.
He was just a great family man. He was a great officer. I would see him in the morning coming in from the street. He was always had a kind word and a good attitude. He was one of those people that truly sought this job, was fortunate enough to get it, and very much appreciated it.
Today would mark Chesna's sixth year on the Weymouth Police Force. He leaves behind his wife and two young children, ages 4 and 9. Lopes remains in police custody and will be arraigned later today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.